From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea says it successfully launched a new medium to long-range missile Sunday aimed at carrying a large nuclear warhead. The missile traveling nearly 800 kilometers with a high trajectory reaching an altitude of more than 2,100 kilometers and coming close to Russian territory. Ken Gause, director of the International Affairs Group of the Washington-based Center for Naval Analyses, said the launch is in line with their missile development.
They've definitely made progress on their indigenously developed missile systems. We believe this is probably a KN-17, which is made up primarily of indigenous parts and technologies. They've had much more success with that than they have some of the imported technologies that they have done. So it doesn't really surprise me if they could pull this off.
The UN Security Council is to meet on the latest banned missile launch Tuesday. Nikki Haley, the U.S. UN ambassador, appearing on U.S. television, said the pressure on North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un will only increase.
What we're going to do is continue to tighten the screws. He feels it. He absolutely feels it. And we're going to continue, whether it's sanctions, whether it's press statements. What we do know is the international community is concerned. It's not just us against them anymore. Now you're going to see the entire international community isolate North Korea and let them know this is not acceptable.
She also said such behavior is not the way to earn a meeting with President Donald Trump, who had indicated a willingness to meet the North Korean leader under the right circumstances. The World Health Organization has confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo, following an earlier outbreak last month that killed at least three people. These are believed to be the first cases since the epidemic ravaged portions of West Africa in 2014, leaving more than 11,300 dead. This is VOA News. Governments are bracing for a worsening of last week's global cyber attack that hit more than 150 countries. European law enforcement estimates more than 200,000 computers may have been compromised. Stephen Wilson heads the Europol Cybercrime Center.
It's unprecedented. It's beyond anything that we have seen before. The level of infection and the amount of damage potentially it's inflicting.
The indiscriminate attack occurred Friday, exploiting vulnerabilities in older Microsoft operating systems. Mark Weatherford is chief cyber strategist for the California-based data security firm VArmor.
This has been one of the challenges that we in the industry have faced for decades, really, and that is as updates and patches are released by the software vendors, the expectation is that these will be deployed as quickly as possible. But it isn't always that easy. I mean, there's a lot of testing that typically has to be done.
He said the patch for this vulnerability was released in March. The widespread attack underscores the fact that people don't take such attacks seriously enough. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged Sunday U.S.-Russia relations are poor. Appearing on the program Meet the Press Sunday, Tillerson said President Trump believes it's important to re-engage with Moscow.
It's in the interest of the American people. It's in the interest of Russia, the rest of the world, that we do something to see if we cannot improve the relationship between the two greatest nuclear powers in the world. So the president, I think, is committed to at least make an effort in that regard, and he has certainly asked me to make an important effort as well.
Tillerson said whether such efforts improve ties and bear fruit remains to be seen. New French President Emmanuel Macron Sunday, during his inaugural address, said the time of division in France is over.
Aujourd'hui, mesdames et messieurs, le temps est venu pour la France.
He said the country must rise to the contemporary crises of migration, climate change, the excess of capitalism, authoritarian abuse, and terrorism. The former investment banker and economy minister at age 39, the youngest French leader of the Fifth Republic, faces his first test in June when parliamentary elections are held. The tiny Himalayan country of Nepal Sunday held local elections for the first time in 20 years, interrupted by civil war. Bhadananda Pudel is a local-level restructuring commission chairman.
This election is much more important because the people are enjoying their sovereignty power, and this local government will encourage the people to utilize their sovereign power throughout the year.
Voter turnout reported strong. At the end of a Maoist insurgency in 2006, the country began a rough transition from a Hindu monarchy to a secular federal republic. In Yemen, officials in the rebel-controlled capital Sana'a have declared a state of emergency following an outbreak of cholera which has killed dozens of people. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.